Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower across the board today after being higher overnight. And we had corn down 4 to 4.5 cents. After being 3 to 4 higher for the most part this morning. And then we have beans really negative here, down 17 in July at 14.45, and really skidded into the close here, while November beans only down 10 cents or so, about 12.20. Wheat futures also negative today. They broke through the previous low in July, Kansas City, which was 7.06. Looks like they're going to close somewhere around 7.05, 7.04, somewhere in that range, which will be down about 21 cents. So quite negative there, especially the fact that it's making new contract lows. Doesn't give us a very good picture going forward due to the fact that the technical guys will continue to sell it. And then if you look at the hedge funds and index funds and whatnot, they started out being long, you know, the last couple of months, and then now they're short a little bit. So that's also negative, and so the outlook isn't good. The seasonality, though, on the other hand, shows that wheat normally makes its lows during harvest, just like all the grains. They tend to always make their lows during harvest. So hopefully, with harvest here, that it will turn around sooner rather than later. But that's where we're at now. July Chicago wheat also below $6 today at about $5.89.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production and ethanol stocks were both higher on the week. Production to its highest levels in about 1 year to 6.608. And then overall stocks are also higher. And profit margins have remained closely the same place the last 3 or 4 weeks. Right here about $1.60 a bushel in Iowa. And then to focus on winter wheat production first. Winter wheat production is forecast at 1.38 billion bushels. That's down 2% from last month and down 10% from 2013. Based on the June 1st crop conditions, it's estimated that the total yield will be 42.4 bushels per acre, down 0.7 bushels from last month and 5 bushels lower than last year. Places like Oklahoma were quite bad. They averaged about 18 bushels an acre here in Oklahoma. And then the other half of the report, the ending stocks for corn, 13-14 was 1.146, lower than the estimate of 1.17. For soybeans, 13-14 ending stocks were 125 million bushels, 2 million lower than the average guess of 127. And then wheat came in at 593, 3 million bushels higher than the average guess there, so a little bit negative. If looking at the 14-15, it was a little bit bearish for corn, bearish for beans, and then bearish for wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. June live cattle down 47 at 143.02. August down at 120 at 142.20. August feeder cattle down 230 at 202.87. September down 217 at 203.62. June lean hogs up 67 at 115.97. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 21 3/4 at 704 1/4. September down 20 1/2 at 709. line. July Chicago wheat down 12 at 589 and a quarter. September down 11 and a half at 601 and a half. July corn down 4 and a half at 441. September down 3 and 3 quarters at 437 and a half. July soybeans down 17 at 1445 and a half. August down 12 and a half at 1382 and 3 quarters. And July cotton 79 lower at 85.51. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.